America has become a poison country. And you can see people closing their eyes and not seeing what's happening. That's one way of dealing with it. Another, they become frustrated. That's another way we're dealing with it, all wrong. Because the frustration means they're going to take it out on something. Or they're going to suppress it and become depressed. And pretty soon they're going to go to a doctor and he's going to give them medicine for it. There's no such thing as medicine for it. That's it gives you medicine to put you into a deeper psychotic state. So you feel okay about yourself, but things are still going wrong. And they get worse. And as they get worse, you have more anxiety. When you have more anxiety, you need more pills. You need more care. They're creating the crisis they're solving. The whole damn lot of them are no damn good. All right? The Democratic Party, simply, if you want to give it a name, it now is a communist party. Let's call it that. And I'm tired of my friends who are in the media pussyfooting around with this thing. Does he know what he's doing? Yes, he does know what he's doing. He's screwing you. He's screwing you and pretending to be your friend. You ever had a friend that screwed you? Well, let me tell you how it feels like. You have a friend you like, and he's personable, he's friendly. He asks for maybe a buck or two. You know, can you let me borrow this? Can you lend me $50, $100? And you might do it, but you can't say no. The reason why you can't say no is because you're not your own person. A little bit of him is in you, and it needs the reassurance of that big piece in him. See? That big devil in him. And of course, he's a victim of a system of things. And so the reason why you can't say no is because you need the friendship. It's really fiendship. But that's the one you like because he's making you feel okay. And you're an ego that never likes to admit you're wrong. But you have someone who always looks at you and says, I love you. Hitler controlled a whole country by making everybody feel secure.